it strong, ran out all of its
energy. Yeah, the best part of yesterday was seeing Jackie Gleisner on the jackhammer.
Great prosperity during the times of Solomon and David. And that's what they're looking for.
Well, happy Mother's Day to all
like
of our moms out there
and reestablish the nation.
So when Jesus starts talking about death on
the
cross,
ladies
going, no,
who went to the ladies
no
retreat
we
back.
Want peace, prosperity, gold, silver. That's what we're looking for.
They missed last Sunday because of the extra
so they're
added
confused by all of this.
Prize that was
the problem
with
the ladies
they
retreat
had ignored
last week.
So we're glad to have you back this
had
Sunday.
Ignored Isaiah chapters 15.
We're going to continue in our study of the Gospel of John this morning. If you didn't bring a Bible with you, we'd like for you to have one so that you can read along as we go through this passage. We've got English and Spanish and German translations, but just raise your hand and let us know
which
you would prefer.
I think people today and
we're in John again.
The
we are in chapter 12. We'll pick up our study this morning.
Looking
verse
for a
27.
Leader. They want somebody who will
let's,
stand up.
Let's pray and we'll get into our study this morning. Father, we thank you again for the day and for this beautiful time of year when everything is in bloom.
I saw something
on again
Facebook this week
about
that
renewal.
Really spoke to me. It was the sign.
And Father, we pray this morning that you would be renewing
that
us.
That
if the
donkey
awakening
and the
your spirit
have disappointed
in us,
you,
growing
to the
your
lamb.
Spirit in us.
Boy, that really
Father, have your will
in
your way, because those systems,
there is nothing but disappointment.
And
Jesus
whether you're talking
pray.
About the political systems in the U.S. or the political systems in Germany.
Well, last week we ended
in
kind of an odd place. It was right in the middle of a conversation that Jesus was having.
Whatever,
he was responding to
something
that Philip and Andrew had said to him. They came to Jesus and they said to him,
so these people,
they're these guys,
they are,
and they would like an audience with you. They'd like
confused.
To meet with you. These Greek
at
men.
At first, they were excited.
Have,
these are the,
you know,
chat
some of the same
you.
People who.
And what's
said,
interesting
Hosanna,
is that
Hosanna,
Jesus
is he who comes
doesn't
in the
even
name of the
he doesn't
when
invite
Jesus
them in for
the
a chat and a latte.
But now,
you know, he
going,
just completely
what?
Ignores
no, so
the request.
There's confusion,
and he launches into this monologue.
They don't want this crucifixion part.
And in that monologue, he says, my hour has come.
And so the sentiment
my time
is starting to change.
It's my time to be glorified.
His poll numbers are dropping.
And in this, he talks about death and reproduction. He talks about a seed
so Jesus
dying.
Answered,
and if the seed doesn't
the light
die,
will be with
if it doesn't
you,
go into the earth, then it won't reproduce. So he talks about death and he talks
walk
about reproduction.
While you have the light,
he talks
so
about
that the darkness
life.
Doesn't overtake you.
And he says, if you
the
if
one who
you
walks
love
in
your
darkness,
life, you're
doesn't
lose
know
it.
Where he's going.
While
and
you
by
have
that he's
light, saying,
if
you love
so that you
this
may
life, if you love
light,
your dreams and your
and
desires,
this,
and if you are consumed
away,
with a passion to get the things that you want, man, you're going to lose it. Jesus here is
you're
almost
going to lose all of those things,
plus you're going to lose your life.
Pleading, saying, you
but then
don't
says,
have
you
much
life,
more time.
The time is running
life,
out.
You will gain.
He knows
eternity.
His time is short, but even more, he knows.
If
their
you
time
hate
is
the
short.
Things of this world, if you are not connected to this
invite
world, but connect
to
yourself instead to Jesus Christ, you gain life and you gain it in eternity.
And the thing that you need to know, if you're here today and you don't know Jesus, you need to know that your time.
So these
is
two
short.
Responses.
Even if you have,
and really, Scripture
50 years,
is full
man, it goes
with.
By.
This message
in a flash.
That everybody in this room, everybody
short.
In the world will have one it. Or the other of these two responses.
This is the last.
They will say to Jesus, yes,
teaching that Jesus
you are the way
has.
And you are the way that I am going to go.
Chapter 12
or
is the
they
end
will
of
say,
his public
no
ministry.
Thanks.
In starting in chapter 13 and
else.
For the next five chapters.
And in those two responses,
a,
there is
a
life
private
and there
conversation
is
that Jesus has with his
well,
disciples.
In verse 27,
we'll
where we pick up
week.
Today,
we're going to
verse
see
37
Jesus'
says,
response.
Even though
some
he had performed
interesting stuff
so
here.
Many signs
look at verse
in their
27.
Presence, they didn't believe him.
He says there,
but this was
now,
to fulfill the
my
word of
soul
Isaiah,
is troubled.
The prophet, who said, Lord,
what should I say?
Who has
Father,
believed your
message?
Save
me from this hour?
And who has,
but that is why I
who
came
the arm
to
of the
hour.
Lord been revealed
verse 28
to.
Is key.
Father,
this is why they are unable
name.
To believe, because Isaiah also said,
have you ever found yourself in a difficult situation?
And hardened their hearts so that
this
they
is a,
would
a troubling
not see
time when there would just
with
seems
their eyes
to be
or
no
understand
way.
With their
hearts. There's
no good
and
way
be converted.
Out.
And I would heal them.
And yet you know
Isaiah
you know
said
that
God
has you
there
for
a
reason.
his
he had
glory
you there for a
and
purpose.
Spoke about him. Boy, that's an
that we say, you know, Lord, I know that you have me here for a reason, but man, I don't get it, and I don't like it. I don't like the situation that you have me in. I don't understand it.
Become those who cannot believe in verse 39.
Since they didn't want to believe,
I think at this point
God confirms that decision in their heart. He begins to harden that in their heart.
And he is agitated. He is disturbed.
He begins to ratify their decision.
They've made a choice not to believe.
And so if you're here today and you're in that kind of a position, you are stressed out and you are under pressure,
you're under the gun,
you need to know that Jesus knows what you're going through
in their heart and in their mind.
He's been there. He's been through this.
Those who continue,
he knows exactly what you're facing.
Be unable.
The Bible tells us that we have a high priest talking about Jesus who understands our condition. He has been
verse 42 nevertheless
tested in every way.
Just
many
like us,
did believe in him, even among the rulers.
But because
Jesus has been through it. He's been through everything that you have ever been through.
He understands what you're facing.
Banned from the synagogue.
And so when we feel pressure,
when we feel the pressure that this world puts on us,
and
we read this and we kind of look down down our nose a little bit at them.
These guys who had Jesus right there in front of them,
him.
The living Messiah, and still they said,
"Let's look at what he says here." What
I think
he does
I'm going to
in
kind
this
of
situation.
Step to the back here
he's
and
feeling
play it safe
the pressure,
not
well.
Get too involved because if I do, man, I'm going to.
And it's interesting that he starts with a rhetorical
job,
question.
And,
you know, they were playing it safe.
He says. And I'm going to paraphrase this.
The pastor that I know was on tour in Jerusalem
a little different several years ago.
He says, given
at the
situation, wailing wall,
should I command, should I
and
demand
he brought his Bible with him.
He had his
he
Bible there
me out
so
of this mess.
People could kind of recognize that he wasn't
you see, in the language here, when he says that
and one of the men who were there,
when he's asking, should I say, Father, save me from this, the verb tense there, the mood of this verb
he's over
is
in the
men's
side,
and
which
one
is
the,
a command.
One of the Orthodox
he's
Jews
saying,
there, if you've ever been
should
to
I,
Israel,
should I in this situation, given the circumstances that I am in right now, that I'm going to be dying
but this guy
within,
comes
a, within a matter of hours, should I stand up and demand of God that he gets me out of this?
And whispers to him, I'm a believer.
Guys, don't we ever do that?
Jesus.
Do we do that?
You know, but he can't make that public because he would be cut off from his family.
The situation
lose
that you put
job.
Me in, I can't stand it. Get
all
me
of his
out
prospects
of
would be gone.
Yeah, I think we do.
You know, we read about things like this
but
and
we kind of look down
response.
Our nose at them, but guys, we have no idea.
So
what
should
it's
I say that? Should I
that
demand
way.
God to get me out of this?
To live in the real possibility
says,
of losing your job and losing your family.
I can't demand of God to get me out of this because this is why I'm here.
It's so easy for us to be critical.
Guys, God has you right where
verse
he wants
44,
you.
Verse 44, then Jesus cried out.
It may be a difficult situation
the one who believes
that you're going
in me
through.
Maybe a hard
not
time,
in me,
but
a
deep
him
storm
who sent
that you're
me.
In the middle of. But he has you right
and
where
the
he
one
wants
who
you.
Sees me sees him
he
who
has
sent
a purpose,
me.
And he has a plan for it.
I have come as a light into the world so that everyone who believes in me would not remain in darkness.
If anyone
Jesus
hears my
is deeply
words
troubled
and doesn't keep them,
but he does not
I don't
question
judge
God's
him,
plan,
for I
nor
did
does
not
he
come
demand
to
that
judge
God
the
change,
world,
but
the
to
outcome
save the world.
Or the circumstances.
The one who rejects me and doesn't accept my
here?
Sayings has
look,
this
look,
as
look
his judge.
Verse, what was it, 28?
The word that I have spoken will
his
judge him
on
that
God's
day.
Glory.
You know, in Jesus' first advent, he came
and we
not
need
to judge
the
world.
We
may
not
understand
it. We
may not
understand
the situation
that
we're in.
We need to understand that he's got a purpose in it.
He came to
and
save
he's
the
take
world.
But that doesn't mean that justice and judgment are
he doesn't
set
say
aside,
either, what should I do?
Away. He says here, if you reject him, you will be judged, but you're going
to
be judged by his words. The words
guys, in
that
our
said
hour
on
of,
that
of
great
suffering
day,
and
on
of
the
stress,
last day.
We have
he's
really
talking
two
about the
kinds of prayers that we can pray.
Revelation chapter 20.
We can pray, Lord, save
the
me.
The books are going to be open.
Get me out of this.
People's lives will be
I don't
exposed.
Like it. I don't want to be here. Get me
all
out of
the
this.
Things that
or
you've said,
pray,
all of the things that you've
God,
done,
glorify your
and
name.
And even worse, all the things that you thought.
Guys, that's the prayer we need to get to. That's the place
that's
we need
is.
To get to. Where we are, where we are willing
exposed.
In our hearts
that
to
is
say,
be
God,
put up on the big screen.
You be glorified.
And there will be judgments there.
This is the judgment of the damned. It is not the judgment of those of us who are following Christ.
Warren Wiersbe said this on a radio show.
But the judgment of
those. He said, God doesn't expect us to be comfortable.
Your life is going to be revealed.
He wants us to be conformable.
Are you ready for that?
Well, the chapter ends this way, for I have not spoken of my own,
well,
but
Romans
the Father himself who sent me has given me a command.
Question.
God is in the process of conforming us into the image of Christ.
I know that
his
command
is pressing,
he is pushing,
he is, if you can imagine clay on a potter's wheel, he is spinning us to shape us into something.
Jesus ends his public ministry here
in the image of his Son.
The promise is eternal life.
In life circumstances,
if you will embrace my word,
God uses to do
you will have eternal life
that he desires to do.
And it's a life that starts now.
The question for you, and the
sometimes
question for
we
me,
think about eternal life
is fighting
that
God
thing
in
that happens after
we
I die,
working with Him.
But the life that
are
Jesus
we submitting
offers
ourselves
to us
Him and
today,
saying, Lord,
starts
have
now.
Your will in Your way, or
it goes
are we
into
saying,
eternity,
like
but
this,
we can enjoy it
like this,
now.
Out of this,
you don't have to wait.
He offers
which
prayer
eternal
are
you
life?
Praying?
If there's anyone here today who doesn't
him?
Know Jesus, man, I hope that you will
conformable.
Or comfortable.
You come to this
that's
point.
The question.
You commit yourself to
you
hold
comfort
to
in this
word,
life,
to receive it, and to
well,
accept.
Well, if you
it.
Are, then all of your
he
efforts
draws
are
men
be
from every tribe, every tongue, every nation,
desires your
from
Cologne,
wishes, your wants, the things that
Germans
you want out of this
clone.
Life. My mouth doesn't work that way. You guys have
your plans,
tongues
your desires,
that are amazing. I just can't
happiness.
Get that out. But from Cologne to Compton, man, he calls people from every tribe, every tongue, every nation,
not necessarily to be happy.
To his side.
His desire is that we be holy.
You know, and I'm not saying that God wants us to
well, the
be
next five
unhappy.
Chapters, Jesus is going to huddle with
is
his boys.
That happiness
in a
is
a metric
room,
that is used
and we're
going to
get some of the most amazing,
to
powerful
measure this
teachings
life.
That you will
and
find
we are
in
called
Scripture.
To
and
be
I hope that you will read ahead. I hope that you will
to
come
be brought
prepared
out,
as
to
we
be
dig into
living
these next
different
chapters
lives,
over
to
over
be
the
measured.
Why don't you stand with me? We'll have the worship team come up, and
happiness is just not on the
prayer team will be ready as well.
People in the world today chase after happiness, but it's not on God's agenda. He wants us to be holy.
If you're here today
says,
and you're struggling in your walk with the Lord,
holy.
Never says
you
be
need
happy
to know
as I'm happy.
That you're not going to find that.
Jesus has been there.
You know, he
Jeff is never going to have
as
saying
the worship
you know,
set.
Been there, done that.
Don't worry,
got the
be
t-shirt.
Happy.
Well,
he's
been there. He's done that. He's got a closet full of
t-shirts. Then you wouldn't be happy.
He's seen it all. He's done it all.
It's never going to be a part of the worship.
It's not
kind
in
of
our
temptation
bag
and problem
he wants
that
us to
you
be
have
holy.
Ever faced.
God wants us to have joy,
he did
sure,
it without
but that's
sin.
A whole different thing.
It's a different thing.
So if you're struggling in your walk today, you need to know that
joy
he
comes
is
waiting
to yield
our
lives
to God.
To talk you through
him
those
to
things.
Us,
to encourage you and to lift you up. He is the lifter of our heads.
He doesn't want to
well,
condemn
then it says
you.
A voice came
from
heaven.
On you. He wants to lift
I have
you up
glorified
you
it, and I will glorify it again.
You need to pray with somebody.
Jesus
you need to talk to somebody.
Made a request.
There are
people
down
here
at
the
front. God,
glorify your name.
Now this voice
responds.
To pray with you.
And the crowd standing there heard it and said, it was thunder.
If you're here today and you don't know Jesus,
others said, no, it's
you
an
need
angel
to know the time is short.
Had spoken to him.
I mean, your time
Jesus
is
makes
short,
this request,
our time
and
is
God
short
responds
that, man,
immediately.
The prophetic
don't
calendar
you respond
is short.
To your prayers that way?
The
that
time
quickly,
is running
you know,
short.
Just, you know, you ask and boom, it's right there.
These days are short.
Yeah, me too.
And our prayer
verse 30,
is that
Jesus
you would
responded,
receive
this voice came not for me, and
he's talking
to the
crowd here,
not
Jesus
for me,
has,
but for you.
That you would come
now is the death. Judgment of this world.
Now the ruler
Father, we
of
thank
this
you
world
again
will
for
be cast
bringing
out.
Us into this place.
We thank
Jesus
you for
explains to them here what is
son.
Happening, what is taking place.
Lord, you took away all of our sins.
And he calls it an
you
hour
took away
of
all
judgment.
Of the guilt,
the judgment
and the
of
shame.
This present world system, the judgment
you bore
of,
that on
of
Calvary
Satan,
for
who
us.
Is the prince of this world.
Father, you free us.
Jesus' death
that are full
may
of
have
joy
seemed
and
like
full
a victory
of peace.
To Satan and his
full of possibilities.
Minions.
But really, it was his judgment.
What help us to
on
walk
the cross,
on.
Jesus defeated Satan. He is a defeated
things
foe
in Jesus'
today.
Name.
Amen.
But that doesn't mean that he's gone.
He's still here. He's still active. Scripture says that he has access to heaven, even to this day. So how do we respond, knowing that he is still here, knowing that he is still able to influence us? Well, the answer is not fear. We're not to fear him. We need to be aware of that he is out there. We need to be aware of the power that he has and the influence that he has, but not to live our lives in fear. You know, I see people like this who are, you know, they're looking for demons under every rock, you know. It's just, you know, that's silliness. Our Father is stronger than his father. Jesus died on the cross and defeated Satan. He's a defeated foe. Don't see him as a vicious grizzly bear. Some people, you know, picture Satan as this, you know, gonna rip me apart. And think of him more as like a scorpion. Yeah, there's pain, and yes, he can do damage, but he can't touch you. He can't kill you. We need to be aware of him, but not in fear of him. You know, the Bible talks about three elements that Satan uses. It talks about the world, the flesh, and the devil. And these are the avenues through which he works in our lives. Satan is the source of evil. The world system, this fallen world system, is the avenue through which he works. And the flesh, our flesh, that's the target. That's what he's coming after. And his goal is to get us off track, to get us in sin, to get us, you know, you name it, but get us off the field. He doesn't want us participating in this grand design that God has for us, the kingdom of God. God has a place for us. He has a purpose for us and things that he wants us to accomplish, things that he has already accomplished for us if we will submit to him and walk with him. Satan is trying to get us off track, get you sidelined, feeling sorry for yourself, riddled with guilt. God doesn't want any of that. He wants you to get a helmet and get in the game. Verse 32, he says, "As for me, I am lifted up from the earth, and I will draw all," and my translation says people, your translation may say men. That word really should be in italics because it's not there in the original language. Literally what it says is, "I will draw all near to myself." People, men, that helps in understanding what John is trying to say here. And he said this to signify what kind of death he was about to die. Jesus at this point begins to talk about his crucifixion. We see this phrase used, I think it's at least three times in the book of John, chapter 3, chapter 8, and here, and they all refer to his crucifixion. In Isaiah chapter 52, it says there, "Behold, my servant," God talking about the Messiah, about Jesus, "behold, my servant will be high and lifted up and greatly exalted." His crucifixion was his exaltation. It was his glorification. But notice, when he says, "I will draw all men," or "all," to myself, is he saying there that all are going to get saved? He says, "I will draw all men to myself." Does that mean everybody gets saved? No. I kind of, you know, part of me wishes that it did mean that, but it doesn't. In fact, the scripture is very clear that there are fewer people who get saved than there are than those who don't. Jesus says, "Narrow is the gate and difficult is the road that leads to life, and few find it." The "all people" here isn't the emphasis of the passage. The accent here is on "I will." Jesus here saying what he is going to do. Jesus will draw the elect. They will draw his followers to his side. See, I see churches today developing slick marketing material, trying to just attract more people into their service. They try to be relevant. They try to be sensitive to the culture. They try to be, you know, seeker friendly. And yeah, you know, I think there are things that we can do, kind of common sense things that we can do about the way, the structure of our services. But But in these articles, too often, I see the talk is about the best strategies to appeal to this generation or the next, you know, Generation X or the millennials, and, you know, what do we need to do to kind of get them in, like we're baiting a trap somehow. I just think it's the wrong approach. Some pastors have even stopped talking about sin and about hell because they don't want to offend anybody. You know, we can't talk about that. You know, the snowflake generation, if we say those things, we're going to hurt somebody's little feelers. And, you know, guys, we got to get over that. Jesus here stands in the middle of time and eternity. And he draws people to his side. He draws his followers. The cross, it was an offense when Paul preached it. It was an offense when Huss preached it. It was an offense when Spurgeon preached it. It was an offense when Moody preached it. It was an offense when Billy Graham preached it. It was an offense. It is an offense today when Greg Laurie preaches it. It's always an offense. It divides. It always has. It always will. But Jesus, he draws those who are his own. You know, what drew me to Jesus was his love. I was in college, and I was just kind of drifting through life, had life pretty easy, honestly, looking for some kind of meaning, but really not finding any. Thoughts of suicide were my frequent companion. But then Jesus met me in my dorm room in college. And that's kind of amazing, too, if you've ever been to a men's dormitory. I mean, the smell alone is enough to drive you out, but God met me there, you know? An amazing thing. He met me there. He dealt with my sin. He drew me to his side. He gave me a purpose. Gave me meaning in life. And he will do that for you too. Verse 34 says, "And the crowd replied to him, 'We've heard from the scripture that the Messiah will remain forever. How can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?'" Now, there's some confusion in the crowd here. They understand that he is talking about crucifixion. When he says the Son of Man must be lifted up, they know exactly what he's saying. And they know that the Son of Man is a reference to the Messiah. And they believe that this guy, Jesus, he is the Messiah, but they also believe that the Messiah would never die. And so there is some confusion here.